The views expressed on the following show may not be those of the hosts, guests, or WSPN Skidmore Radio. Talk Saratoga is produced by Saratoga Broadcasting Incorporated and may not be reproduced in part or in whole unless expressed written approval is given. Now, here are the hosts of Talk Saratoga, Rick Thompson and a Saratoga All-Star.
Good morning and welcome to Talk Saratoga. My name is Rick Thompson and I'm your host of the show. And, or as Ed Sullivan would have said, the shoe. Welcome to the shoe. But anyway, we have a special guest this morning, Maureen Clancy. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, Rick.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And you?
You know what? If I was any better, I'd be you. All right, I should say, if I was any better, I'd be Homer Charbonneau because, you know, I said this earlier. Homer follows me from 9 to 12, and he's got the best music show. I'll tell you, he plays 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and a few 90s. And if you don't listen to it, you have to. You got to program it in your car and at home. And it's a great show. I listened to it from the start to the end. And
all right.
And he's great. He really is. He's a great guy, too.
Make sure we tune in.
That's right. Tune in, don't tune out. What was it in the 60s? They used to say, tune in, tune out, and I don't know, forget everything, whatever. what we're doing here today is we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to our hearts, and that's the Kiwanis Service Club. And Kiwanis gets kind of a bad rap in the fact that you tell people you're in Kiwanis and they say, well, what's that? And, you know, and you compare it, well, it's like Rotary or Lions Club, and you shouldn't have to do that because each service club has their own focus on what they do in the community. So why don't you tell us a little bit about Kiwanis and the history of Kiwanis?
Sure. Kiwanis is an international organization. It was founded like 1915 by a group of businessmen in Detroit, Michigan. And the organization was originally called the Supreme Lodge Benevolent Order of Brothers, but then it changed later to Kiwanis. And the name Kiwanis was coined from the American Indian expression, Nuk Kiwanis, which means we trade. So in 1920, the motto of Kiwanis became, we build. And it remained the motto, until 2005, when the members decided to vote it and change it to serving the children of the world. In the earlier years, members focused on business networking, but in 1919, the organization changed its focus to service, and specifically service to children.
Yeah, I mean, every organization, like the Lions, has the glasses, the sight, and Rotary does, world projects and community projects. We all do community sponsorship. Now, I do have to say that when Kiwanis was named the Supreme Lodge, but it was originally called Benevolent Order of Brothers, but mm-hmm. they had to change it to right. Supreme Lodge because the letters were B-O-O-B. And they found that quite insulting back in the 1915. So, anyway, but
they probably got a lot of flack with the
probably
on
a lot of flack
right?
with yeah, yeah. but anyway, you know, it's interesting, Maureen. I have been a past lieutenant governor, and we had back when I was lieutenant governor, you know, maybe I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, we had 13 clubs in our division. The state's broken up into 28 divisions. And when I joined Kiwanis, there were 22 clubs in our division. And our division's called the Mohawk Division, and which is ironic because we had an Indian motto back when the organization started. But as in everything else, our numbers are going down as far as clubs, although we heard the other night at our induction meeting that there's two, possibly two more that are coming into our division. And I think, you know, with COVID being over, I think people are looking for something to do to help people, which we really should. If we're able to do it, we should be helping other people. And you know more than that because you've been doing this. I mean, I've been in Kiwanis for 39 years. I joined when I was two. But you've been involved through BOCES because Maureen's other name, and I mean this with all respect, is Chef Maureen Clancy. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you got that name? I mean, it's off of Kiwanis a little bit, but you did start a Kiwanis club in BOCES. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself there?
Well, I too was in the Key Club in high school, and I won't give you the year of that, but you know, Key Club is one of the world's oldest, largest student-led organizations in the high schools. And it encourages leadership development through the service of others. Well, I belonged to the Key Club and the Service Club in high school. After that, I went to college, graduated from the Culinary Institute and Kentucky University and SUNY Oswego, and got all my degrees and my certifications as a certified executive chef and certified culinary educator. And I taught culinary arts for 32 years over at Saratoga BOCES, and I just thought that it was a great outlet to try to get students involved and to form a Key Club.
Yep.
Because we were always, when it comes down to food, everybody has some type of fundraiser or whatever, and it always is like, can you bake this, can you make this,
exactly,
can you pancake breakfast, this, that. It's just much easier to just to take the situation over and do it yourself.
Oh, exactly.
You know what I mean? And do it professionally and get kids involved.
Exactly. And I do have to say that we used to meet, the club used to meet before you became a member at BOCES a couple times a year for lunch.
Sure.
And I have to tell you now, Celeste has taken over your position, who's also in the club. And we do even have meetings there. We meet every other Thursday, but a couple times a year we'll meet there. And I'll tell you, the kids prepare the meal, and it's fantastic dinners. I mean, we keep trying to talk Celeste into doing more dinners.
Starting at Key Club, we just thought that, the students found it was an excellent way to be involved and give back to their community and provide, instant comfort for those in need. Like I said, it's an international student-led organization, and its members have a lot of opportunity to provide all kinds of service. The kids build their character and develop leadership skills and learn the importance of giving back to their community.
Sure.
I mean, that's a near and dear thing to my heart, that I feel good when I can give back and help somebody else out.
Oh, definitely. You know? Well, that's what we're in the organization for. And I do want to make a note that Key Club is the oldest youth and student-led organization for service in schools. And for a long time, it was the only student organization for service in schools. And then the other service clubs started to get involved. But I will say, these organizations started out, as you mentioned in the beginning, as a business networking organizations. And now, back in the 80s, was the first time that women were allowed into Kiwanis. And I tell you, it was the best move that Kiwanis could have made, because it boosted membership up, number one. And number two, I don't care what they say, I love being involved in things, but women can push the ticket more than men can. No, I'm serious. That I've always felt that, the saying is, behind every man there's a good woman. And that's the truth, because women members really have a lot of ideas that men wouldn't think of. And it's just added to the organization. And now all of the organizations have women, except for one organization stays single, and that are the Seroptimists. and they only have women members. They don't allow men in. And
well, maybe we can get you to join.
You know what? I want to, but I think we all ought to protest smoking cigars and picket outside. But if I smoked, I would. But anyway, we were talking a little bit before about Kiwanis, and people say, you know, what is Kiwanis? And the first thing that I say, you know, you say, well, we're a service organization and that, but they still don't understand. I say, have you ever heard of Key Club? Well, yeah, in high school. I said, well, we sponsor Key Club. So, you know, right. I mean, it's, and in a lot of places like downstate, Kiwanis is the biggest organization. I mean, some of those clubs down there have hundreds of members in Long Island and in the city.
And also, like I said, it's an international. It's not just, you know, the United States. It's everywhere.
And I was fortunate enough at one, you know, I had been lieutenant governor several times because it's hard to get people to volunteer for it. I was lucky enough to go to two international conventions. They have an international convention twice in the U.S. and then in another country, then twice in the U.S. another country. First time was in Montreal, you know, which I love Montreal. And then a couple of years it was in the U.S. Then it was in Taiwan. And I wasn't lieutenant governor then. Then it was in the U.S. for 2 years, and it happened to be the time I was lieutenant governor again, and it was in Indianapolis, which is the headquarters of Kiwanis. Right. But we had a great time. And you meet so many people from around the world. I mean, there's thousands of people at an international convention. And I'll tell you, it's a great experience to talk to people in different clubs about what they do.
Sure.
Because you get a lot of good ideas. And but we have fortunate to have two key clubs, and the clubs do build certain things.
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is that when you were talking about Key Club, and we said it was the world's largest, you know, student-led organization in high schools, and that it's an international student-led organization. Its members have all types of opportunity to provide service, build character, and develop, you know, their leadership. Now, you know, Key Club has core values, and that curriculum is taught to the students when they join. They learn leadership, character building, caring and compassion for others, which is a big thing these days. People don't, I just don't think that stuff is you know, taught.
It's very tough. I know in high school today students have to do so much community service, but, you know, you wonder if it's done because they have to do it.
Because it's an obligation that they have to do it, a requirement.
But we see how our Key Club members are so involved and they want to be, and they do things for different senior citizens and the infirmed, and it's just a great thing of what character and compassion.
Like you said, the character, you know, and caring and inclusiveness, making sure that, you know, people with all kinds of backgrounds join in the service and kind of make things positive. There's so much negativity out there. There's so much bad out there that if you can continue on a path to educate and show young people, you know,
how to be involved in community.
How to be
service.
Involved in community, but do the right thing.
Because, you know, the mind wanders a lot, especially mine. But we talked about Kiwanis starting out as a professional organization. Well, that's not the case anymore. You don't have to be a professional. Anyone that wants to do service work can join Kiwanis.
Yes, we have people that just join because they like to be involved.
Exactly.
And it's a social thing as well.
Exactly. It's not a business person's thing anymore, which is great. We also have two other branches of, there's three or four branches off of Key Club of service organizations for the youth. I mean, there's a Builders Club, which is in the middle school, and an Atkins, I think it's Atkinson Club, which is for the special needs students, because, you know, special needs students can do some volunteer work, too. And it's great.
we make sure that with the Key Club at the high school as well as the Saratoga BOCES, that the special ed students are involved.
Yeah.
And we have them, you know, come to our meetings, have our, come to a luncheon. We have them, they'll actually help us in a project this month that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, yeah, I drive school bus. I retired. Drive school bus for a company named Upstate Transit, who has a school bus division. And I transport 7 special needs kids up to the school in Queensbury, Prospect School. And I have to tell you, people think, and these are, I mean, these are, I don't want to insult anybody, but I would say on the low spectrum. But I got to tell you, these kids are very smart. They know what's going on. They understand you. They just can't communicate it back. But they are great kids, and they are not crazy. They're not stupid. They are very, very smart, and I'm very proud of the 7 children that I have. They range from 8 years old up to 15, and I've been on this run for 9 years because I love them, and I love what they do. So we want to include special needs kids in everything that we do. And Circle K is the college
in college as well. Circle K was a part of, and it's just kind of like, as it's like when you graduate from high school, the Key Club is not over with, because you got into a college level now. So you've got the Circle K club.
Circle
that
K.
A lot of universities are recognizing that.
Right.
And not only that, is that the opportunities for scholarships at that level is tremendous.
Phenomenal. Yeah,
because
it is.
You're tapping into an international organization that has, you know, a lot of resources
and funds.
Yeah.
And from Circle K, you can go on then to Kiwanis clubs.
Right.
And many college students do. And but anyway, so basically that is the a little overview of Kiwanis. We may get back to some other things as we think of them, but we do so many things during the year. Sometimes we look at ourselves when one event's over and say, we got to jump in, Maureen, we got to jump back into another project starting next week. Can we do it? And Maureen says, yes, I'll get everything printed up. And so we have 2 things coming up for the holidays. Well, actually 3, but we'll talk about the biggest one first because it's next month, and that's the Thanksgiving Day celebration that we put together.
Well, I'll tell you, Rick, not to forget about, because we just ended that, but we just had a huge golf tournament that was very successful up
at Brookhaven.
Those funds that were, you know, raised for that event will go to educational programs and scholarships. And we were able to give $5,000 worth of scholarships out, and we'll do probably more this year.
And one other thing that we were very, very proud of helping out, because of the money that we made, we can do more things. We have a lady that's in our club, Cindy Schmiel, and she started an organization called
To Love a Child.
To Love a Child, and she and a group of volunteers go into Africa, Haiti, and they do projects for people there that have absolutely nothing. Well, we had gone to a midwinter conference at Kiwanis down in Albany, and we had a breakout session on water, the need of water in this village of Africa. And actually the bishop of the village church was on the screen live from Africa talking to us.
Yeah.
And he could see us, and we were talking to him. And he was telling us how his village hadn't had rain in 3 years. and that the women had to walk with their little kids to the river. Like, you see this on TV and you don't think it's possible, to the river 2 miles every morning to get a jug of water to bring back. So Cindy was going to Africa, to this village, to put a well in.
In Zimbabwe.
In Zimbabwe. Yeah, Zimbabwe. That's yep. right. And that was the, if you don't know about Zimbabwe, that's one of the first homes of Tarzan and Jane. But anyway, and Cheetah, of course. But so we donated quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. And she came back with pictures and messages from the village there. They drilled a well. I don't know how far down they had to go, but they put a pump in that is run by solar power.
Exactly.
Because they don't have any trees or anything.
Nope.
And the faucet, it's what it is. It's just a faucet coming out, but it's nonstop water. And they showed it. She had a picture of a little child with a cup drinking cold water from the tap. And there's enough water that comes out now of this well that they can hook up an irrigation system so they can grow food, which they never could before, for the village and to sell at market to make money for other needs that they have.
We take so much for granted.
We do.
You know?
Well, we walked out. We had an induction dinner the other night, and we were at the restaurant, and Maureen and I were talking about this, and we looked at the tables and said, look how much water we're leaving behind.
Yeah.
That would probably supply 25 or 30 kids at least a cup of water, you know.
It really makes you step to think, you know, and sets your priorities, you know.
Yeah.
You just want, that's why when you get involved in these different projects and things like that, I just think it's the more you can do, I don't know, it's not making yourself feel better, but it's making others feel better.
Right, but it does make you feel better that we're able to do this.
I always say that, you know, your self-worth, you know.
That's right.
You got, if I do something that's good, and I just said this to my friend yesterday, I said, I feel better when I've done something for somebody else.
Exactly. I think we all do it. And God gives us the strength that we can go out and do these things for other people to help, and that's what we should do.
Yeah, well, and I'm very fortunate. I've had my mishaps over the years, and, you know,
we want
to do this.
That's right.
That's why we're here. So
exactly.
Anyway.
But anyway, we have Operation Turkey Day coming up, which was named after me. The club named it after me, Operation Turkey Day. And so why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Sure.
Because you're really the impetus behind this.
Well, you know, this took place many, many years ago. The name of, you know, I would say probably over 22 years ago when Kiwanis was just, I think it might have been just Saratoga Kiwanis before they merged with the Saratoga Wilton Kiwanis. They were always doing some type of thing around the holidays for families in need. Well, now that there's so much food insecurity in communities, it's gotten, like, really, really a need to help.
It's bad.
And especially with the COVID and the Omicron and all the different areas, you know, the different things that are going on, and, you know, the flu season and the hurricane season.
And the transportation isn't there to get food to stores.
The economy took a dump, and you know what happens.
I know.
So everybody, there's a big need. There's a, you know, like I said, over 22 years ago, we started to recognize that, you know, to try to share a sense of community, some comfort, and hope for some of the children and families. You know, Kiwanis feels that when their kids and their families are being fulfilled, you know, physically, emotionally, and mentally, they can focus on learning and growth and just, you know, just being kids.
And family.
Yeah,
right.
Just family.
And being kids.
Holiday meal means more than, you know, food for a hungry child. It helps children and families keep the joy, you know, of the season alive. And for millions of families struggling to put food on the table, it's really gotten to an issue that, you know, you have to pay attention to this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have to recognize it. We have to as, you know, not only Key Club members, but just members of society to go out there and continue these projects and you know,
and I think,
help out.
Right, and I think there's more and more people helping. I really do. I mean, those of us that have, you know, the means to are donating more to charities than that because, like you said, because of COVID and the lack of transporting food or getting food to stores or any kind of products, baby formula or mm-hmm. whatever, it's going to be a real tough year. And it has been since I don't know where some people are getting their money from, but people are not working. And people that you would think wouldn't need assistance need it. And, you know, there's nothing to be embarrassed about if you need assistance because
I think that's the thing. You know, yeah. People are like, well, there's other people that are worse off than I am,
yeah.
but still they're struggling financially to just, you know, make it from paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly.
And, you know, that whole dynamic has changed.
Oh, it has.
Because I mean, with people being unemployed and working from home and whatever, you know, those things sound good. Well, yeah, well, I'm working from home, but then again, you're home more.
Right.
And you're consuming more.
Sure.
And, you know, costs are up.
Way up. And so there's no, yeah. there's no, should be no feeling of embarrassment to get a holiday food basket.
We work with probably several different community agencies. I know that Fran Worcester is someone who works with Adam Duig, another
right.
member of ours that gets names from different organizations
yeah.
to see, you know, who would be in need. And
sure.
it is a financial thing, but there's people that maybe just need a little extra help. Doesn't necessarily mean their poverty level, but it's there.
Right, exactly.
It's a resource.
And we do, I think, between 125 and 150. We try to do as many as we can
right.
With
right.
our budget. However, we were talking earlier by the... we're very fortunate our golf tournament was successful because we probably can do a little more, but the food prices have gone up. Like,
oh, it's been kind of tough.
Tough.
I've been soliciting different corporations and things like that. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you who you are, but I got rejected on one of the grants that I wrote because they just said there's just too much out there, and
yeah.
they're helping
too many
other organizations, which I totally get that.
Yeah,
but it's also tough for us because now we're scrounging around trying to 125, 130, whatever,
yeah.
holiday
and
baskets.
And the turkeys have gone pretty much doubled in price.
Everything's doubled
Everything.
In price. It's about 45% costly than it was last year.
Yeah,
it's an
yeah.
increase.
Well, we're in such good shape. Our country's in such... We're told that, you know, I mean...
I'm not going to go there.
But, you know, you talk about these organizations helping and having to turn down people. I remember we used to do the Special Olympics
mm-hmm.
and we fed the participants and the adults. And we used to get the food, you know, donated from different markets and that. Well, Dunkin' Donuts always, you know, they're fantastic. They're mm-hmm. day-old donuts, but they would always provide us donuts and coffee. Because we would show up at, we would always cook the food, but we'd show up probably 6 o'clock in the morning to start preparing things at the high school. And then the adults would get there a little earlier, about 7, to set up things, and we would give them donuts and coffee. Well, we said we were putting a banner up for thank you, you know, and I said, well, we'll put your name up there. And he said, please don't. He said, we donate to more organizations. And he said, you know, we love doing it, but we just don't have the donuts to give away like that.
Right.
So a lot of times people give away a lot and they don't want to be recognized because,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, they do so much. But,
well, you know, when we're talking about, you know, this project, when it first began, we only had maybe 25, 30, possibly 40. You know, families that were in need. But
right.
since then, it's increased, I would say, 75% to 80%
yeah.
need.
Why don't you? Can you tell us what is in a typical food basket?
Certainly. What we usually do is every year we work with the Saratoga Warren County BOCES with the culinary department, with the Key Club. And our Key Club organization gets together, and we go around and try to get things donated. Some of the kids at school have canned food drives to supplement the baskets. But basically what we do is we make sure that every family is gets a basket with a 10 to 12 pound turkey. They get canned green beans, canned peas, canned corn, gravy. They get some canned fruit, cranberry sauce, applesauce, instant potatoes. We try to put some rice and beans in there, box stuffing, something for like a dessert, cake, brownies, cookie mix, cornbread, things like that, and a pie. So, you know, we that's what we got going on. So this volunteer distribution this year, we get a list of names, and we get all the stuff together, and the students over at BOCES help us out, and we put everything out on tables, and they go right down with a bag, and we just fill these bags up, and then people from Kiwanis pull up to the curb, and they pick up the bag, and they have a list of names and where they go, and they deliver them. So it's great. It's just a great project. When we first started out, things were just kind of crazy, but we've got this down to a science now. It's bing, bing, bing. It's done and whatever. So, but people always say, well, what can we do and how can the public help? You know, well, two things. You know, food gift cards are always great because when we get gift cards, we are able to use those to purchase food. Food donations from your company. If you're a vendor out there or a large corporation and you feel that you can, you know, donate something, whether it's a case of green beans or, you know, pies or something, that's a great way to give us some donations support from your company.
Sure.
Always monetary donations are accepted. You can, if somebody's looking forward to doing a little holiday, kind of say, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give to this community, to Kiwanis this year. This is our family gift. We're going to donate some money or something like that. You can make your checks payable to Saratoga, Wilton, Kiwanis. And there's a post office box 3372, Saratoga Springs, and just put care of Operation Turkey Basket. Also, anybody has any questions, they're welcome to, and I'm the secretary for Saratoga, Wilton, Kiwanis. You can contact me at 518-694-2859. And we would love to have any type of assistance.
Sure.
To put these baskets together.
The more assistance we can get, added to our the number that we do,
mm-hmm.
can give us more numbers. And so you'll be helping not only donating to the club as far as for the turkey, Operation Turkey, but we can do more food baskets that way. And, you know, we appreciate any donation you can do. And if you are listening and you want to tell a friend about this, you can always get a hold of me at the show down here. You know, I give the number out frequently, which I'll do now. You're listening to WSPN 91.1 FM Skidmore Radio. The phone number in the studio is 518-580-5783. That's 580-5783, and you can call anytime. You can call if you want to talk. That's okay. Just make it under 20 minutes, and because we've got just about a little more than that for the show. But no, give us a call if you want, and you know, we'll tell you what we do and what help we could use from the community, like Maureen said.
You know, Rick, another thing that when we're talking about, you know, getting the word out and getting, you know, kind of the public to know what we're doing and what kind of projects we're doing, we have gotten some good community support, not only from the administrators from Saratoga BOCES, but also some the community members. We've had Carrie Warner stop, and for the last couple of years, she comes and helps put the and she's our assemblywoman and for our district in our area, and she's always there to lend a hand. And you know, it's kind of great because the students get a chance to, you know, they're like, wow, it's a real politician, you know.
Right.
I see her on TV, and you know, those kind of things are they make an impression.
That's right.
They you make know what an I mean? Impression. It shows that at a higher level of leadership that, you know, that they're involved, and it's, you know, just not something we're just doing for the heck of it.
Yeah, willy-nilly. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you know, they do like a photo op, and they do, but for them to be involved in, take the time to come up there.
Exactly.
Like you said, it is a good way to show that they care and then make an impression on the kids. One of the I don't know if you want to do this, but you know, you had applied for grants, and I don't want you to say who didn't, because they didn't do it out of meanness. They did it because they gave so much, and I'm sure these grocery chains are hurting too, or these stores, because they have had to raise their prices, and it's hard to get products in and that. But have you gotten any corporate sponsors yet, or are they still?
We're still soliciting, and we're still waiting for responses.
Okay.
But I got to tell you that we've had, in the past, we've had all kinds of organizations, that the Golub Corporation, you know, Price Chopper, Market 32, they've been wonderful. Hannaford, Target, all these.
Even
Cisco
BJ's.
Foods,
Cisco
BJ's,
Foods, too.
You know?
Yeah.
And we go with our letter, and we, you know, try to go out there and get what we need or ask for some type of assistance. And, you know, and then once again, we try to hit up our Kiwanis members.
Exactly.
And also the students and their Key Club organizations and say, look, you know, let's do a canned food drive this week, you know, this whatever. And to help supplement the baskets, and anything and everything is
welcomed. That's right. It is. And
I mean, down to the bags that we put the stuff in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because today they just are, they charge for the bags too.
Right. You know, that's so,
you know, it may not be a lot when you go in if you don't have the forever bags or whatever they call them, but they're a nickel a bag. And, although I must look like I need it, because I'll go into Price Chopper, and once in a while, you know, I'll take a bag because I forgot my other ones there, and the girl will say, oh, here, take two of them, and don't worry about it. I mean, you know, they do it. They try to help people out. They really do, and, you know, and when you're dealing with so many people. Hey, do you know what's going on with the Aldi's in Balsam Spa?
No, why?
Well, a friend of mine told me yesterday that the sign's down. They got construction trucks out front, and he doesn't know if they're taking it down or if they're remodeling.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting.
The community would really suffer from that because...
Oh, tell me about it.
You know, there's nothing down that area.
No, there isn't. I mean, you got Hannaford down on one end, a Price Chopper down, but you got to travel for those. And well, I just thought maybe you know, because that's you're the person I get the scoop from. So I mean, if you don't know, to heck with it, nobody knows. So
well, listen, just to mention some of the other good things that our Kiwanis has been working
on. Well, I want to just before we do, because we do so much, but I just want to get into one other thing, because it's it's time sensitive with being at the end of the year, and right after Thanksgiving comes Christmas.
Right.
And we do quite a bit for Christmas, and then we'll get into the stuff, other stuff that we do during the year. But we have, we started last year, a fresh fruit gift distribution, and it's from Florida Fruit, and the Florida Fruit Association, and a lot of clubs and organizations have this, where you can order oranges or grapefruit. But we've kind of expanded from last year. Now, we'll be taking orders up to November 28th, and the delivery dates that we'll get them in for you to pick up is, I think, December 12th to the 15th. However, we've added something special this year that we have a website that a member can tell you how to get to, and you can order your fruit or there's a couple other products this year we're offering.
Not only do they have the oranges and grapefruits, you know, they have, combination boxes, smaller size boxes, you know, half bushels.
Yeah.
They've got apples and pears. They even have a 10-pound sweet potato box, grapefruits and navel oranges. They've got a fruit sampler, an apple and pear combo. They have cheese breads, variety packs, and cheese and summer sausage kind of thing. So
yeah.
It's a little bit of everything for everybody. So I think it's a really great thing.
I was going to say, you keep mentioning the sweet potatoes. I have a feeling someone's going to buy a box of sweet potatoes. And
I'm on
initials
it.
The initials are MC, because I'd be interested to see how they're medium-sized, dark orange, colored flesh, loaded with many healthy benefits. And for them to sell sweet potatoes, they got to be good.
Yeah,
I would.
Right.
I mean, you just don't go pick any sweet potatoes. So
you get 16 to 20 pieces.
Yeah,
and they last forever.
I may get a box of those myself, but it's very affordable. They make great. I mean, the prices start out from $22 up to. You can get like 14 apples, 14 pears for $36 now. Our markup on that is not a lot, and the more we sell, the less of a delivery charge we'll get. So,
right.
But I mean, they make great Christmas gifts.
Sure, great family gifts.
If you don't know,
yeah.
Right. Good family gifts or a gift for a neighbor. You know, you can get the
It could be a corporate
small
gift.
Boxes.
It could be,
exactly.
You know, maybe a restaurant would do it for employees.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a great holiday benefit also.
Sure.
that we do. And last year, I tell you, for the first year, we did very well, and we're proud of that.
I'm excited about this year because, with all the different varieties.
I know,
stuff,
I am too.
I think it'll be a good deal.
I hope so. I hope it is, So tell us about some of the other... and I just want to mention again, you can either call Maureen at
518-694-2859.
Or you can get me here at the studio on Saturday mornings at 518-580-5783.
There you go.
And if you want to order something, I'll take your order right here. So
we can either your order or donate to our cause.
Anytime. We'll take donations anytime. What are some of the other things that the club does, Mary?
Well, in addition to the Operation Turkey Baskets, we have a Key Club Scholarship Fund. And we just finished our Stephen A. Nutting Memorial Scholarship in this year. It went for a student going on to criminal justice in that field. And we had 112 golfers at Brookhaven, and it was just great. And this went for, like I said, scholarship fund and educational programs. It's really a good thing. It was our second annual, and our next year's date is the 15th of September, and it'll be Brookhaven. We've already got it booked.
I tell you, guys are amazing. We just get done with it the end of September, and they have it booked for next year already.
There's three of us. There's Katie Nutting, Kathy Moran, and myself that are on this committee, and we start right away. We've already met for next year's. So,
yeah, I know. We're not even with the fruit fundraiser. Thanksgiving, and they're going on for next. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, we got a great core.
Yeah, that's good.
Of help. Maureen and Katie Nutting.
Very dedicated,
Kathy
Moran. Really work
hard. They are very, very dedicated, and you don't want to leave anybody out.
The other projects that we work on is Hugs for Newborns. This was kind of formulated last year. We're maybe going on our second year now. We provide a canvas tote bag with a Kiwanis logo on it, and it's filled with essential items for newborns and mothers. Items like onesies, infant clothing, bibs, diapers, booties, burp cloths, toiletry items, whatever. These are given out to Catholic Charities, Birthright, and to LifeWorks, EOC, Head Start, and early Head Start programs. And I can't believe the need for this.
I know.
You know, once again, we're talking about food insecurity, but we're also talking about people bringing in newborns and not having the just essential needs for the brand new babies and stuff for, you know, for the mothers.
Yeah.
So this was a great thing. I know that Katie Nutting and Sylvia Rogers and myself and a couple other people have all, the whole club has donated. There isn't anybody singly. Everybody's worked together on this. And they all, they'll go out and we're constantly on websites looking for markdowns, you know, the basement bargain things, you know, to purchase stuff, you know, the clearance sales, the dollar stores, everything. We try to get things and... And you know, this year we've got a budget, which we didn't ever had before.
Right.
It'll pay for the bags. It'll pay for some essential items. And we'll have those. But we do about every 6 months, we do 60 to 70 bags
baskets.
That we donate.
Wow, wow. And you also do something, don't you? You knit?
My mom.
Your mom knits?
Yes, my mom knitted 140 some odd baby hats. And sweaters and, you know.
Amazing.
Crazy, you know what I mean?
Amazing,
She was a knitting machine there to get us going.
Yeah. Well,
thank you, Mom.
Yeah,
love
really.
Love you.
Every little thing that people can do for us is a blessing because we don't keep it. We give it back to the community.
And she passed that on to a couple of the ladies that over at Wesley Community Center, too,
really?
that knitted some projects, you know.
Yeah.
And Katie Nutting, like I said, she has a group of motorcycle group that she belonged to of whatever the name of it is, but they meet and they have like a baby shower.
Oh,
and they donate
nice.
Things and whatever. So there's plenty of ways. We've had the high school kids do the same thing, you know, come up and do it like a diaper drive and things like that. So
you know, Katie looks like a motorcycle mama. I got to tell her that. I didn't know that about her, but I'll have to mention that to her. You know,
besides the hugs for newborns, we do the Adopt a Family for Christmas.
Yeah.
We work with, like I said, Fran Worcester. She's one of the county agencies to help identify the families that need help around the, you know, the holidays. We have the RIF program, Reading is Fundamental, providing literature to preschool and early grades, as well as the classroom, you know, reading programs. The COVID kind of shut that down a little bit because we couldn't go into the classrooms, but things are starting to open up, and we've purchased books, and we've given those to preschool and programs like that.
And we want to expand that.
We're
talking about expanding that program to the Children's Museum.
Yes.
Because
absolutely.
They do have a reading program also. So that's another
possibly
area.
Possibly have a reading there on a certain day.
Exactly.
Sponsored by Kiwanis.
Yeah. And so that'll be a nice expansion of a program.
Sure.
There.
We do the Operation Adopt a Soldier. That's a non-for-profit organization that sends care packages to deployed service members overseas. And they also work with returning members and their families during deployments after the service members return. And it's important that you know, we do that, too. They're sacrificing just more than just, you know, not being with their family and going into the service, but they're sacricing some of them their lives.
Oh, well,
you know,
they really are.
It's long-term effects as well
exactly.
that you're dealing with. So we do bell ringing for the Salvation Army. We have volunteers that go out and ring that bell and all different types of weather. Coat check. We do coat checks for community events, such as like the Beer and Wine Week Festival.
Yeah.
We've done that before. And
that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. We just hang up coats and get
check
tips.
Coats and get tips and make sure that people get the right coats
that's
back.
Right. Right.
Hopefully
yeah.
we put them on the right numbers, but we never lost one yet. So
far, so good. In June, we do May or June. We'll do that again this year. We're doing the chicken barbecue. That was a great fundraiser.
You know, that was.
You know?
For the first, here again, the first year that we did it,
mm-hmm.
We did a good chicken barbecue.
We had people like, you know, myself and Celeste David and John Winnick.
John Winnick,
from Skidmore. And, you know, we... Good connections, good chefs,
right.
and,
we
you
do.
Know, hard
good
workers.
Good connections,
yeah.
and we get good prices on the food.
Yeah, and they, like I said, it turned out pretty good. Yeah. We've done Breakfast with Santa because of the COVID. That was kind of shut down. But we'll revisit that probably again next year.
And that built up so nice. I remember I was on the committee that first started that.
Yeah.
It was actually, we hadn't merged with Wilton yet. So the Saratoga Club and the Wilton Club said, well, let's get together at the senior center. Mm-hmm. They have a regular kitchen,
right.
Restaurant kitchen, and I'll never forget. I can't think of his name right now. I never forget. No. Anyway, a fellow that was in the Wilton Club and I did the cooking, mm-hmm. and we had someone dress up as Santa. Joe's wife was Mrs. Claus. Had the kids in a separate room. Reading, and they sat in front of her, and she read to them. Every child got a toy. We took their picture with Santa, mm-hmm. gave it to them that morning, put it in a frame. We got these frames.
They had crafts, arts
and crafts. Yeah. The seniors.
Carolers. Yeah.
The seniors that were there would sit with the kids so their parents could enjoy their breakfast.
Right.
And then the kids would have their breakfast, and the parents were able to help them.
And I think it was, I don't know, maybe $10 a family. It didn't matter how many people.
That's right,
people.
How many
I
you
mean,
had.
It yeah. wasn't a moneymaker for us, but no. it was a great community event. And
it was fun.
And the kids and
I think
whatever.
The first year we had probably 75 people, I think.
Yeah.
And it was built up to over 250.
The last I brought my crew over there to cook, we did that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
they
COVID
did, I mean, they were making pancakes and waffles and
French toast.
And they had hash browns and then they had all kinds of breakfast, Danish donuts.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
It was great. Yeah. Hot chocolate, you know, you name it. It was.
And I think the reason it got popular was because it was cost effective for a family.
Right.
That could, you know, bring their kids. And it didn't matter how many, like you said. It
and
was
we had
fee.
Great, like you said, all the Kiwanis members did something, whether they dressed up or took pictures or checked in names, or they cooked, or, you know, everybody pitched in. It was really cool. It was a great community thing. Really cute, because there was a lot of cute kids there and whatever. And when you see a kid's face like that the first time they see a Santa Claus or a Mrs. Claus, it's like, you know, they really freak out.
Well, you can't have a successful event if you don't have cooperation from the people that are running it. And we do have a lot of successful people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what else do we have on the...
Well, let's see.
We sponsored a sports team, I think, this year.
Oh, yeah, we did. That was something new. This year we did a Little League T-ball club, and we had they had the Saratoga Wilton Kiwanis shirts and whatever. But if you ever sit through a T-ball game, and you know,
yeah, I know it.
They get 48 times up at bat, and everybody wins.
Yeah, everybody wins. Nobody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy.
That was fun. But this year we're going to do the Saratoga Battle, which is a traveling basketball team.
Yeah.
And,
for kids.
Yeah. And Adam Britton's in charge of that with, one of our members, Celeste David, will be on the board. So
right, and she coaches.
And she coaches.
Too.
Yeah, she's a cracker. That one.
Oh, she's a riot. I'll tell you. And I know what kind of credit card she has too. So I can't say it on the air, but that was a riot. I tell you, that poor kid. But anyway, we have a great club.
Mm-hmm.
And we do an awful lot, and Kiwanis is a great organization, and if you'd like to join, you can get a hold of Maureen or myself, and you know where to get me, right here on Saturday mornings. And it's just a great organization to belong to. But all service clubs are fantastic. It doesn't matter which one you join.
And there's no pressure, because if you just want to come and hang out and help us,
right?
You know, we might hit you up later on for dues, but, you know.
Right, right.
You can, but, no. It's not a money thing for us. It's just like, come help.
We and you don't be involved in every project either. We have members that come 3 or 4 times a year to help out on one.
You know what I forgot to mention, and which is really important, is that when we were talking about these food baskets.
Yeah.
Now, here's a different way that someone can help. One of our members, Frida Garrison.
Yeah.
She has a farm, okay? And she grew, I can't tell you how many, last year she did corn. Okay. And they brought all the corn to the Bosse's kids in the culinary, and they process all this corn. I mean bags and bags of, you know, corn.
Ears
of corn. And hundreds and hundreds. And you know, 300 or 400 pounds of butternut squash.
Wow.
Well, she just picked all that squash again and is going to drop it off, and they're going to process it and put it in the cryovac and freeze it, and then they'll have a fresh vegetables for the baskets.
Wow.
I mean, that's something that's really out of the, you know, the loop of bringing a can of vegetables. I mean,
exactly.
And that's the way that she could donate to us as a member and her time and whatever in something homegrown like
that's
that.
Right.
And it's huge. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I have to say that if anybody works in a bank and would like to join, we'll be glad to accept 20-cent packs of 500.
You know? My dad says I'll take a pound of 20s.
A pound of 20s. And, you know, I mean, and no matter what you're doing, we'll take it. But, you know, have you ever seen, just way off the line, but I went to Las Vegas once on business because I had a business partner in San Diego. And we'd always meet in Las Vegas, not because of the gambling, but because it was the cheap hotel rooms that you could get. You could get a really nice hotel room for $39 because they want you there to gamble. But
right.
I don't gamble other than a lotto ticket once in a while. But they have a place, I forget what casino it's in. It might be the Golden Nugget that's on the old strip. Have you ever seen $1 million in $5 bills?
Yeah.
Wow. I'll tell you. It would take probably maybe the size of this room or a little bigger. And they have armed guards there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, so I'll take $5 bills anytime. But, you know, so why don't you just wrap up, Maureen, about the things we have coming up, the big one, and, you know.
Okay, well, like I said, we have the Operation Turkey Basket. It's going to take place, November 22nd. It's going to be at the Saratoga Bosse's front parking lot on Henning Road between 9 and 10 a.m. Once again, if you'd like to assist or any type of volunteer or whatever, you can call 518-694-2859, or you can send me an email, which is 1958mclancy@gmail.com, and find out how to help out and what time and things like that. And like I said, Operation Turkey Basket is a big thing, and we really need your help.
All right, Maureen, thank you for coming on today.
Hey, you're welcome,
and
Rick.
I just want to mention to people that just get involved in some way, whether it's a donation to a service organization, because all service organizations help people. And if you do that, then you're taking part in helping people through a conduit. And we appreciate, and I'm sure they appreciate anything that you can do. Well, right now, I am going to have... I said this in the beginning, one of the best, if not the best, DJ that I enjoy, and that's Homer Charbonneau. And Homer just gave us a donation.
Thank you,
and thanks, Homer. And Homer, I have to tell you, it's great to see you again, as it is always on every Saturday.
Great to see you too, Rick and Maureen. A great show, and glad I was able to help out just some small way. And you people do great work, and keep it up, and keep taking care of business, okay? Because that's what we're going to do right here now. And we're on Skidmore College Radio, 91.1 FM, WSPN, in Saratoga Springs, New York.